It seems like almost yesterday that Andrew Conway Ivey was one of the most well-known physicians in the world. Born and raised in Farmington, Missouri, Dr. Ivey graduated from Southeast Missouri State Normal School, where his father, Henry Ivey, was a member of the science faculty. Andrew Ivey went on from Southeast Missouri to the University of Chicago, and in 1918 received his medical degree. From 1926 to 1945, Dr. Ivey served as chairman of the Division of Physiology at Northwestern University, where he established an international reputation as a scholar, researcher, and writer. His 1,400-page book on the treatment of ulcers was a standard text for nearly a century, and it was Dr. Ivey who revived the process of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation of stricken individuals. During World War II, Ivey was a medical consultant to the U.S. military and was the medical representative of the United States to the Nuremberg War Crimes Trials. Time magazine wrote that Dr. Ivey was the citizen doctor and as American as baseball and the most quoted doctor in the world. Following the war, Dr. Ivey became a vice president at the University of Illinois, but became embroiled in the great Krebiazin controversy of the 50s and 60s. Krebiazin, developed by a Yugoslavian physician, was praised by Dr. Ivey as effective against cancer, but denounced by the American Medical Association. Dr. Ivey and others were indicted for fraud, and although found not guilty, Krebiazin was banned in the United States, and Dr. Ivey's reputation never recovered. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.